BBC News with Sue Montgomery. Diplomatic efforts appear to be gathering pace to find ways to get food and other aid into Gaza and provide safe passage out for some residents. The US says it's having active discussions with Israel to help transport civilians who've been under bombardment from Israeli airstrikes targeting Hamas for the past 5 days. Our correspondent Rushdie Abu Alouf is in Gaza.
I have been a witness for the heaviest airstrike that struck this Rimal neighborhood. It's the economic hub for Gaza, and the scale of destruction is just unbelievable. What is significant today is the shut of the only power station in Gaza and how Gaza will cope without power at all. Until this morning, we used to have a 20% of the power need that was supplying the essential services such as water and hospital. I have been to the Shifa Hospital today. It's total chaos.
President Biden says he's told the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu that it's important that Israel operate by the rules of war. Mr. Netanyahu has vowed to destroy Hamas and has implemented a total blockade on Gaza. The BBC's Shingai Nyoka reports from Washington.
For days since the Hamas attack, President Biden has offered unequivocal support, declaring that Israel has both a right and a duty to defend itself, while he echoed that position to Jewish community leaders at a White House meeting on Wednesday. He also revealed that during a call to Mr. Netanyahu, he had stressed the importance of Israel operating by the rules of war. It comes as some members of the international community express concern that Israel could be violating international laws.
The armed wing of Hamas says it has freed an Israeli woman and her two children who it had been detaining since it launched its attack on Israel on Saturday. The statement from the Qassam Brigades has not been confirmed. Some of the family of those being held have contacted the former Israeli negotiator Gershon Baskin for advice. He says members of Hamas have told him they treat their hostages well.
I believe that civilians will not be tortured. I'm not sure that that's the same with regard to the soldiers, and there were many soldiers who were captured. When Hamas is back against the wall and Israel is flattening Gaza and killing all the Hamas operatives, they're going to take these people out one by one and execute them on camera, learning from ISIS.
Iranian state media says that the Iranian and Saudi Arabian leaders have discussed the Israeli-Palestinian conflict in their first telephone call since the two countries resumed diplomatic ties in March. Iran's President Ibrahim Raisi and the Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman spoke of the need to end what they called war crimes against Palestinians and the need for Islamic unity. BBC News. The head of NATO has said members of the alliance are stepping up support for Ukraine to get through what he said would be another difficult winter. Jens Stoltenberg was speaking after a meeting of Ukraine's allies in Brussels, attended by President Zelensky. Mr. Stoltenberg downplayed concerns that infighting in the US Congress and the war between Israel and Hamas could affect arms supplies to Ukraine. Republicans in the US House of Representatives have nominated Steve Scalise to be the chamber's next speaker. In a closed-door party meeting, the Louisiana lawmaker had a narrow win over Jim Jordan, who enjoyed the support of the party's right wing. His candidacy will now have to be approved by the full House. The largest city in Brazil's Amazon region, Manaus, has reported one of the worst air quality levels in the world because of smoke from fires in the surrounding rainforest. Here's Leonardo Rocha.
The pictures I've seen are very worrying because it looks like a desert storm. It's all very hazy. What you have there is a situation that's described as hazardous, the amount of pollutants in the air. And it's part of an ongoing environmental crisis in the area. It's not what you have in other parts of the world. You have accidental fires or arson attacks. These are people clearing the land for cattle and for farming. The land in the Amazon is very poor, the soil. So you can use it for 1, 2, 3 years, and then you have to clear new land to continue planting or raising your cattle.
Shares in the German shoe company Birkenstock have fallen sharply on the first day of trading on the New York Stock Exchange. Trading closed with the shares almost 13% down from the initial public offering, valuing the maker of the sandals at around $7.5 billion. BBC News.